Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting at least 46 people killed, 120 others wounded, when bombs ripped through buses carrying Shiite visitors close to the Shagur neighborhood in Damascus, the capital of Syria. This Damascus resident said Syrian security forces arrived at the explosion site soon after the first bombing. He said he was at home and suddenly people ran out of their rooms to assist the victims and the injured Iraqis. It was confirmed that the bomb targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in that area. Most of those killed were Iraqis. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence in Washington. Secret Service officers arrested the person without incident, identified him as a 26-year-old and a California resident. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, said the young man was a troubled person. That man was arrested, had no criminal record. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, who was barred from landing in the Netherlands as opposition grows to Turkish campaigning throughout the European Union. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until the year 2029. That story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu invited supporters into the grounds of its consulate in Hamburg on Tuesday after he was barred from using another building in the German city. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders waded into the debate this week ahead of a planned rally in The Hague.
We are in Holland here, not in Turkey, and a Turkish minister has no room here to lobby for somebody like Mr. Erdogan, who is a mere dictator.
Ankara blames what it calls growing fascism in Europe and has cast the rift as an attempt by Europe to influence the outcome of the April 16th referendum. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. backed Iraqi forces pushing deeper into western Mosul today to take positions still held by the Islamic State militants. Since the government's initial push into the western side of the city began February 19th, U.S. and Iraqi commanders have described fierce IS resistance as the extremist force seeks to hold on to its last significant urban area in Iraq. Iraqi forces retook the eastern part of the city earlier this year after an offensive that began October 17th. Large numbers of civilians have been fleeing that fighting. United Nations says it needs $4.4 billion by July to prevent famine in Yemen, Somalia, northeastern Nigeria, and South Sudan. UN says some of the people facing starvation are dying, while another 1 million are on the brink of famine. World Food Program has been airdropping food and other assistance into South Sudan. The agency's spokesperson, Bettina Lusher, says airdrops are the only option when truck convoys are unable to go by road to deliver aid.
Famines happen if aid workers don't have access. And that was the issue in those areas. Again and again over the past few years, we were able to avoid a famine in those areas. But these people now for the third time have been in really dire situation and need the outside help. It's crucially important that aid workers get access. And of course, funding is important too.
Get more news on our website at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.